Minasan, konnichiwa. Hey guys, welcome to episode 11. Thank you so much for listening and supporting this show so far. It's been really great. I apologize because I haven't been able to do this show in the past 2 weeks due to my end of year exams, but they're over now, so this show resumes as normal. Even though I haven't had a new episode, I've still been getting comments from you all, and that's really great to see. It makes me motivated for new episodes. So now episodes will resume as normal, and that is approximately one 20-minute show every weekend. This week's show is a little longer than normal, though, because I've got lots of J-Rock news. This very first song is by a band who I haven't played in a while, but they're really fun, and the band is Ankafe. Ankafe are featured on my layout, so you can see their visuals from that. This song is called Duck's Magical Adventure, and it's really weird. Seriously, there is no other way to describe the song. I love the song, if just for the humour. But if you have an aversion to ducks, it's probably best you don't listen. See you after the song. Here is Duck's Magical Adventure by Ankafe.
ありがとうございました。
仙台市から来ました3年9組27番永田てるきです。好きな食べ物はもずくすとりんごです。一番好きなおでんのネタは白滝です。最近ちょっとすごい忙しくてイライラしてて大きい声で言えないんですけどしちゃいました。すいませんでした。
わっちゅわっちゅわわっわラストが頭を振れ。ワッチュークワッチュワ。アンカフェベースは頼んです。あーこれから寒くなってくると思うけれども、そんな時は俺たちと一緒に恋のカフェ騒ぎ始めようか。わっちゅわっちゅわラストだ頭を振れ。皆さんもご一緒にわっちゅわっちゅわ。アンカフェギターはボーキンです。
あ、はい、あ、 僕んです。あの予約をしたいんですけど、今回はカットとカラーリングとマッサージと前髪を。あ、はい、じゃあ5時にサロンオパオパで。はい、あ、よろしくです。あ、すいません、それとですね、あ、切られちゃったよ。
わっちゅわっちゅわわっちゅわっちゅわわっちゅわっちゅわわっちゅわっちゅわラストラー様を振れ。もっと勢いよく振ってください。わっちゅわっちゅわがしらってる、そこはあなた。うーわっしゃー。メンバー紹介、アンカフェ、ボーカルはミクさんです。
My name is ミクといいだ。リリー大好き。リリーするためにロジしてるわけじゃない。名古屋ノンストップだよ。これ見て、話題沸騰のね、ロリータをね、着てみたよ。言わないって言ったじゃん。今回のことに関してはミクさんに話があるんで。行く？みんなでティラミスしようよ。3、2、1、ティラミス、ティラミス。あー、ティラミス。
わっちゅうわっちゅわ。わっちゅうわっちゅわ。みなさま、ラストでございます。最後にヘッドバンしてくれますか。ありがとう。
That was Duck's Magical Adventure by Anne Cafe. Anne Cafe's latest single, 10th Collection March, was released on March the 1st, and I believe that's the latest news from them. I'm going to respond to a couple of comments now. First comment by Demented Thingy. Oh, that's a coincidence that I picked your favourite songs from every band last episode. I guess we have the same taste in music. Thanks for listening. Next comment by Ketsu. Thank you so much for advertising me. Thank you, that was very nice of you. Next comment by Shinzo. Thank you for listening again. I'm glad you enjoyed the Blood song particularly. Blood have now finished with their vampire concept and concluded that with a Europe tour. The new concept and look is available to see on their MySpace. And I must say, I really love the new look. It's all white and it's really nice. Shinzo also mentioned the song Nervous and Innocence by Eve of Destiny. And you're right, that is a great track. That's probably my second favourite by them. So if anyone would like me to play it on the show, I'll definitely do that for you. Next comment by James. No, I'm not going to call you Sir Barrington on air. Yes, you enjoyed Darren Gray. Yes, I shall refrain from talking about Darren Gray before I fangirl. Thank you. Next comment by Luke. I'm glad you enjoyed the song selection. Thanks for listening. Next comment by Led. Yeah, I love that part in Jesus Christ. And hearing Kirsten get live is so funny. Next comment by Drew. Yeah, I'm always around LiveJournal, so if you need to contact me in any way, just drop me a comment there and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I really wanted to go and see Blood too, but they cancelled their England show due to lack of sponsors, which was not good, not good. But enjoy the tour in the US. I don't know how Kyo manages to look manly in a pink jacket, but he does. Enjoy your Dorian Gray DVD. And then that next comment was by Otoshigami. Thank you for listening and commenting. I really appreciate everybody's comments. Thank you. Next comment by Lin. I'm really glad you enjoyed the show and I hope you keep listening. Next comment by Shuchi. Part of the aim of the show was to expose people to new bands, so I'm glad you're finding something new. Next comment by Poru. It seems that Dorian Gray song was popular, doesn't it? Thank you for listening. Next comment by Krim. Sinkis is my favourite Malice Mizer song ever, actually. And I'm glad I made you laugh. Next comment by James Kamui. Your name doesn't by any chance have anything to do with Gak now, does it? Thanks for listening. Next comment by Peach Chemical. I'm glad you like my show. Thank you for listening. And the last comment for last week's episode was by Shards. Thanks for listening. I hope you're having a cool time in Japan. I'm sure a lot of us are jealous. That finishes up all the comments from last week's episode. I really appreciate everyone, so if you listen this week, please drop a comment. Now, I'm sorry for taking a while without a song in between, so here's Alice 9 with the song Fantasy from the latest album, Zekishoku.
Yeah.
That was Alice Nine with Fantasy from their latest first full-length album. Alice Nine have released quite a bit in 2006 already, their latest being the single Fantasy. The next song I'm going to play is from one of my favourite musicians who is on the same label as Alice Nine, and that is Miyavi. Miyavi's latest single is available to pre-order from CD Japan, along with his latest album called Miyavi Pops, which is a compilation of his singles since Kekonshiki no Uta. This song is his latest single, Dear My Friend, and my opinion of it is that it's okay. Not great, but okay. It's pretty much pop, and I prefer rock or spaz Miyavi myself. The PV is kind of sweet, though. Enjoy, this is Dear My Friend.
My friend,
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Miyabi with Dear My Friend. There's been a lot of J-Rock news recently, so I'm just going to give a summary of this. Duran Gray's new single, Rujaku no Aim, Rain of Insults, that is available to pre-order. Kageo's new single, Kuuhata, is also available with 13 tracks, along with their single, Tonari Machi no Kanoju. Also, Lark and Ciel have released the DVD of clips from their Asia Live tour, released on the 21st of this month. The next band is also on the same label as both Alice 9 and Miyabi, and this band is Gazette. Gazette are one of my favourite bands, and they're coming to Europe and playing a few shows in Germany this summer, which is really cool for the band. Gazette have only been around for 3 years, but they are really popular now, and it's not difficult to see why. The members are really charismatic, and the music's really cool original rock. Their look is always great and stylized, whatever image they decide to portray. Gazette have performed live with bands you may recognise, such as Cara, Vidal, Deadman, MUCC, Despers Ray and Mary. Gazette's latest DVD, Filmbook, has just been released, containing several PVs from their latest album, Nil. I've seen them all and I'm really enjoying them. Each one is stylized perfectly, with the costumes fitting. I had a hard time choosing which song to play by them. It was between their songs Discharge and Silly God Disco, which they've made a PV of, both from their latest album entitled Nil. And I ended up choosing Discharge because it's pure rock, and that's what this show is all about. That was Discharge by Gazette. The last song for the day is by a band I've never played on this show before. I was really surprised when I went to Wikipedia to read about this band, because there's nothing there about them, and the band was fairly popular back in their day, and they've even toured the UK. Unfortunately, they disbanded in 2003. The vocalist, Kiyoharu, has his own solo career now. This song is one of my favourite songs by them, and it's the single Porno Star. This is the last song today, so I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please let me know what you liked, or what bands or songs you'd like to hear more of. I'm always open to suggestions. Thank you for listening. This has been Eve on episode 11 of Rock Japan. See you next week. Minasan, sayonara.
Yes, brother!